Alrighty, my friend. You know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWave's X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Hello, and welcome to Direct Impact's Mindful Meditations, where we offer a moment of reflection and pause as we increase self-attunement and tend to our internal landscapes. Now, take a deep breath. And see what you notice today. Hello, and welcome to a mindful meditation on the Direct Impact Podcast. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and today we will be doing a mindful meditation called Sexually Sober Me. This is a mindful meditation for all individuals who are looking to find their sexual selves, their healthy, authentic sexual selves, and who are looking for healing when it comes to sexual addiction, sex and love addiction, and sexually compulsive acting out behaviors. All right, so take some deep breaths and go ahead and get centered and grounded. All right, put your feet on the floor, sit Indian style, lay down, flat, whatever you need to do to get still and to feel grounded, secure, and safe. Make sure that your devices are off and that there are no distractions so that you can go deep into your internal landscape, deep within. All right, now let's take some deep breaths in through the nose. Hold. Exhale through the nose. Hold, inhale through the nose. Hold, exhale through the nose. Hold, inhale through the nose. Hold, Exhale through the nose. Hold. Continue to inhale slowly and intentionally, focusing on your breath. In through the nose, hold for 4. Out through the nose, hold for 2. I'd like for you to go inside, to use your guided imagery in your mind's eye to see yourself. To see yourself and to find where the dis-ease, the disease of addiction lives in your body. Is it in your genitalia? Is it in the lower part of your abdomen? Is it in your stomach? Is it in your rib cage? Is it in your heart? Is it in your hands? Is it in your throat? Is it in your mouth? Is it in your head? Do a body scan, and some people immediately know where it lives. It's intense. It's got feelings. It's got emotions, probably about 30 of them. As you continue to breathe, I'd like for you to identify some of those emotions that are carried within that place in your body where the addiction is living, where it's wrestling, where it's resisting, and where it's growing. Is it anger? Is it sadness? Is it hurt? Is it trauma? What are some of the traumas? What are some of the incidents? How did it feel? Were you powerless? Were you scared? Were you anxious? Were you overwhelmed? Were you confused? Now I'd like for you to give a color to where all these emotions, feelings, and memories and traumas are living. Give it a color. Give it a shape. Give it a size. See it forming. Okay. And now I would like for you to offer it permission. Permission to move on. Permission to exit. Permission for the now to become your reality. Permission for the past to move on and for the now to be here. I would like for you to envision and visualize this leaving and exiting your body. It's okay if there's some resistance. It's okay. Meet that resistance with compassion, grace. Meet it with understanding that it played a role for a long time. Understanding that this was the way for you to function, for you to feel safe, for you to cope. Help it understand that this way is no more. Help it understand that it has become part of a problem. Help it understand that it has been part of what is causing pain and suffering and consequences in your life. Give it permission to move on. Okay. You can even say, of course, of course you were here, but now it's time to move on. Okay. So when every single molecule has exited your body, I would like for you to take some deep breaths, 2 deep, deep, deep inhales. I want you to hold for 3 and exit heavily. Hold for 2 and take that second deep breath as you release the last little bit of this dis-ease within your body. Once it is gone, exhale make sure it's gone. Once it has left your body, I would like for you to bring in a color that represents warmth, safety, security, and healing. Okay, give it a shape, give it a color, and allow it to come into that space that is now a void. Allow it to fill that space where the dis-ease lived. Take some deep breaths and notice it filling in that space. And then beyond, now notice it filling every single cell in your body, offering you healing, offering you repair, offering you rest, offering you serenity, offering you peace, offering you joy, offering you life, offering you healing and wellness. Feel that sense of well-being and security. Hold it in your body. Two more deep breaths. And as you inhale, continue to bring in more and more of that safety and security. One more deep breath. And now I would like for you to give yourself a mantra that you will continue to use as you move forward through this day, through this week, and through your recovery process. A mantra that helps you remember who you are, why you're doing this, and the importance of letting go, finding yourself, and using your recovery to take you where you were designed to go. All right. One more breath. A breath of acceptance. All right. Exhale. All right. Now place your hand on your heart. And when you feel that oxytocin of love flowing through you, you can start to come back into your awareness. You can open your eyes. You can wiggle your toes. You can wiggle your fingers. You can roll your neck. Now, when you are back into your awareness, I just want you to remember that mantra and say it out loud. Say your mantra out loud so you can hear yourself say it, so that you can feel the meaning in your body. All right. Well, welcome to your first steps of recovery and healing. I hope that you use this mantra often this week, and I hope that you will come back to this guided meditation anytime you are feeling triggered, anytime you notice resistance, anytime you get the twinge, the dis-ease is starting to come back in, you can use this. All right, take care. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Eptine.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.
Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.